Shalom and blessed be Jesus. This session, we want to focus on examining the evidence of a living and active faith through the case study of Abraham, or Father Abraham, and the former prostitute Rahab. We will compare three perspectives of all types of faith mentioned in the Bible, such as faith without deeds, number two, deeds without faith, and number three, faith by our deeds. We are still looking at what is the solution towards favoritism. Yes, we were told, or we were challenged, that we need to use the royal law, that is, love your neighbor as you love yourself. We were told, we were exposed into what forms of favoritism that takes place, that can take place in the body of believers or the minority believers among the majority non-believers, where a rich person would come and be given a good place to stay, while a poor person, seemingly a poor person, would not be given an opportunity to sit in a nice place and was given or asked to sit at the floor. And James calls that discrimination. That is, discrimination is judging using wrong standards, wrong parameters, like that of age, like that of sex, like that of academic status, like that of economic status, like that of marital status, or age, or even race, or even tribe, or any other. And we are told that God does not show favoritism. We are reminded that when he went to choose David, he went to the house of Jesse. Jesse had seven sons, and the youngest was David, who was actually not even considered to be part of this meeting because he was not invited. And Samuel thought those that were born first should have taken the first position, because culture has always wanted to use a particular way, that those that are the eldest are to take the lion's share or the double share or the double portion. But God comes in and show that he does not show favoritism. God cannot use and cannot favor anyone based on their own strength. God chooses us based on faith. God selects us based on faith. And without faith, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, you cannot please God. And the men and the women of old, the ancient, they got good standard or good testimony because of their faith. And so this faith is the one we are told that it can, we can have three perspectives, and these are the solutions. Two of them are off. These are the parameters that people use. One of them is that people use faith without deeds, that they say, I have faith. On one extreme, I have faith, but that faith is dead faith, as James calls it. We will be looking at this. As James calls it, is dead faith, because it is faith that does not show the deeds. And we'll be looking at examples, two examples of Father Abraham and the former prostitute, of those who did not have dead faith. So one extreme on our minds that need to be changed is faith that does not have deeds. On the other one is where people use deeds without faith. Now, this is equally very dangerous, where people are actually working for God, but they do not believe in God. That's wrong. But the middle one, which is we live by faith, it is faith by our deeds. We show that we have faith by our deeds. Now, this faith is not for salvation. We are not talking about faith for salvation, because faith for salvation is faith alone. James was not dealing with salvation. He was speaking to people who were already saved. He was speaking to church. He called them brothers and sisters. And he was not telling them that you need to be born again. He was already born again. He was speaking and telling them, you need to show that you are born again by your service, by your love to God and love for others. And so he gave those examples. So what did he say? Let's hear what James has to say as the solution to favoritism, which we said is living by faith that has good deeds. What good is it, my brothers and sisters? This is verse 14, chapter 2, from verses 14 to 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? So he is saying, this is not what we are being called to. Sir, can such faith save them? He says, even this cannot save you. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about the physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, is if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Now, this is one of the greatest statements that has been made in the Bible that sometimes blot a lot of problem, because people are thinking that James was dealing with our own salvation from sin. But here, he is talking about showing our faith. And he gives an example. First example, he says, it's a physical one. We are in a fellowship, and someone comes, no food. We are able to do that, but you tell them, go, you are fed. They do not have clothes, and you tell them, keep warm, and we don't do that. So James is asking, is that right? He says this is not practical living. So this book is about practical living. It's not about salvation. He knows he's talking to people who are already born again. And when he says, go in peace, he says, if you don't meet their needs, physical needs, what good is it? And he says, that faith is dead. So he says, if you want to know that whether the faith that you have is dead, is that if that faith does not have fruit. And so the book of James is talking about what is the fruit of faith. It's not about the roots of faith. The roots of faith is the salvation, is the what Jesus did at Calvary, at Golgotha. That is enough. He has brought us and transferred us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of our Father, the kingdom of light. Not by anything we do, but by the grace of God alone, but by faith, by trusting in God alone. That salvation is alone. But for us to live together with brothers and they have nothing they can eat, we need to do something. So he says that faith without action is dead. Verse 18 says, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. So now he's comparing those parameters which I talked about. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even demons believe that and shudder. Now, after giving the example of faith with deeds, or to show faith by our deeds, and he says, he gives an example of somebody who comes in our meeting and we don't feed them, and he says, this is faith and dead faith. He gets to says that, take a second example. Demons have faith. They believe and they shudder, they shake. They believe there's only one God. Every demon they know. So if you're talking about faith alone, demons have faith, genuine faith. They believe that God is there. They believe they'll go to hell. And true enough, they know God will punish them. They believe. So look at verse 19. It says, you believe that there's one God. Good. Even demons believe that. And not that they shudder. But you see, demons here now don't manifest that faith because they do not have the right faith. They have got dead faith. Yes, they have faith, but they have got dead faith. Dead faith because they cannot have the salvation faith at all, at all. They only believe in God. So when next person comes and talk about God, don't just be so surprised. When people use slogans like in God we trust, you need to ask, which God are you talking about? You must make sure that you're talking about the God of the Bible. And so, you foolish persons, do you want evidence that faith without deed is useless? Now, here he gets further after now talking about demons have nothing to show. He now says, let me give you examples, evidence of faith, living faith. And what is it? Verse 21, he talked about, was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You remember, God gave Abraham Isaac through faith. He waited for over 25 years. After 25 years, he was asked to go and offer this his son in an altar that God will show in Mount Moriah. Abraham obeyed. And Abraham said, because God has said, I will sacrifice him. God is able to bring him back. He argued and reasoned that God is faithful. He considered him faithful. He saw him faithful. He called him faithful. And he knew that God's word can be trusted. And he went ahead to sacrifice his son until God said, Abraham, Abraham, don't harm your son. I know that you love me by your action. So we are talking about loving God by our action, loving our neighbors. So he says, you see that this faith and his action were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. Can you imagine? He became a friend of God because of obeying God by what God asked you to do. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, another example, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous? You see, God calls them righteous because of how they, you know, they express, they manifest their faith. How do we know that Rahab had faith? It's because of what she did, and she was considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. So this one of the way to be able to defeat favoritism is to use the model of faith that has got actions, is to make sure that we are not discriminating against others with the physical parameters, but our faith must be manifested with good deeds, equal deeds. Rahab was not a Jew. But when they heard about the drying of the Red Sea, and Rahab and the rest in the city where they waited Jericho, and they were waiting. And you know, this woman, though a prostitute, waited for 40 years. Why? How do I know? Because when the spies came, Rahab told them or asked them, we heard of how God dried the Red Sea. In other words, she was narrating, I've been having faith, waiting for you. Where have you been? And God considered him as faithful. Lord, help us to have faith with deeds. Help us to show our faith by our deeds. Help us not to leave those who are amongst us, not to show favoritism, neither should we not serve them. There are two evils that we are being shown here, two extremes. One is to show favoritism based on physical parameters, but the other one is not to show anything or good deeds to anyone. Even those that are needy, you don't help them. And you just give them a word of mouth. You say, we trust God. And God says we should not. So Father, help us not to go to those two extremes. Help us to have faith and to show faith by what we do. For God, by the love we show God and his people. In Jesus' name.